The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yochanan Metzger, Mechaber Sefer Eruvei Ha'ir V'Hashchuna, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To reach the center for marital or familial matters, call the Evan Ezer Division at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah brings down the sheet of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon's sheet is Echad Gagais, Vechad Chatzeris, Vechad Karfifais, Knashus Achasein, Lekalim Sheshavsu Lesoichon. Reb Shimon's sheet is that although there's an issue to be metallical from one bias to a Chatzer that's owned by a bunch of Balabatim, however, if one wants to metallical from one Chatzer to another Chatzer, or even from one Gag to a Chatzer, or to a Karfif, that's less than a Beis Asayim, one's able to be metaltal even without an Eruvi Chatzeris. And the Rashi explains what's the reason why Rav Shimon holds one's allowed to be metaltal from one Chatzer to another Chatzer, from one Gag to a Chatzer, to a Karfev. So Rashi says, Hayil v'kul mein tashmisham yuchad v'todir, since the Rishusim of a Chatzer and a Gag and a Karfev, their tashmish is not miyuchad, singled out to an individual v'todir, they don't constantly use it, Rishusach saying, it's considered one Rishus regarding the Kalim that were Shavis in the Chatzer in the onset of Shabbos. The Mishnah says, V'yilu Kalim sheshovsu b'secha bayis. According to Rav Shimon, the whole takana of Eruvi Chatzer is only for Kalim that were Shavis in the onset of Shabbos and a bayis, and you want to metaltal the kelim from that bias to a chotzer that's owned by many balabatim, that one needs an eruv chotzeres, but not to carry from one chotzer to another chotzer, or from a gag to a chotzer, or to a karfev. That's the sheet of Reb Shimon. Rashi de Re'amatzchav lo lekelim sheshovsu b'secha bayis. Rashi writes that according to Reb Shimon, kelim that were shavus in the onset of Shabbos in a bayis, ve'vivim lechatzera, and you're born into your chotzer, they shirvu b'nei chotzer, that even if you were metaltal from the bayis to the chotzer be'eter, nonetheless also lo yitzion mechatzer lechotzer acheres. And even though you're allowed to be metaltal kelim she were shavus in a chotzer to another chotzer, but these kelim that were shavus in the onset of Shabbos in a bayis, and even though you brought them out be'eter to the chotzer, you cannot then carry them from one chotzer to another chotzer. And the reason before Rabbeinu Peretz and the Gan Yaakov over here on the page, that the Gan Yaakov writes that since the Kalim were Shavus in the Bayis in the onset of Shabbos, we see that when you're metalta from one Chotzer in your Chotzer to another Chotzer, as if you're being metalta, me basically the Chotzer Chaver, Bleyeriv, and that's definitely also. In Halachot, Gepatkin, Zevi Rab Shimon, and Shulchan Aruch, Simshin, I am Beis. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the sheet of Rab Shimon, the Gagas Chotzer, the Kafivus of Rishus Achasin. And the heter of Reb Shimon is again in many situations. In a case where, let's say, one had a ball in the onset of Shabbos in his chotzer, he's allowed to then carry or throw the ball from one chotzer to another chotzer without an eruv. And even if there's no pesach between the two rishuyas, that was mentioned in Perek Chaloyin, that one needs a pesach between the two rishuyas in order to marv the two rishuyas together. However, if the ball or any other item, any other toy or a carriage, was shavus in the onset of Shabbos in the chotzer, one's allowed to wheel it from one chotzer to another chotzer, even out in Ruvi Chatzeris, providing that there's proper mechitzah surrounding all the rishuyas. Adin, one would be allowed to carry from one floor on an apartment building to another floor in an apartment building without an eruvi chateres, and that would be nichlan Rav Shimon's heter that kelim that v'shevus in the chotzer, one is allowed to be metaltal from one chotzer to another chotzer. However, if the ball on the onset of Shabbos was in the house, and then you brought the ball from the house into your chotzer, even if it's a private chotzer where there's no need for an eruvi chatzeris, then you would not be able to throw the ball from one rishus to another rishus, or then to pass over any items that were in the house on the onset of Shabbos, one chotzer to another chotzer. And the Bialoch and Simishin Ayim Beis, their Maschel Shema, he dons it a shayla in a case where one was mighty the Kalim from the Beis to the Chotzer Chaveri. The Hainu either that he did a beheter, wore his beged as a clothing, and he wore it into the Chotzer Chaveri, or whether it was done b'isser, or it was carried out to Chotzer Chaveri b'isser, is there an isser to now further be metaltal in that Chotzer or not? Do we say Chazal only asked carrying it from one rishus to another rishus, one Chotzer to another Chotzer? Or Chazal gave Chotzer Chaveri a klapei the kelim that was shavus in the bayis din of rishus rabim, and therefore if you took it out, b'isser or beheter, one would not be allowed to be metaltal throughout that Chotzer. The Bialocha says that it's really totally in a machlokes rishonim, and he brings a machlokes to Kiveg and the Ben Oizer, and the Bialocha is not machri on the Shailo. However, the Chazainish and the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Dalad Sivkot Nachav Beis and the Shulchan Aruch Harav over here and Sivkot and all of them are real local that in the situation where the Beged was worn out to another Rishos, one would be allowed to metaltal that Beged in that entire that Chotzer throughout the entire Chotzer, or who Adinif was taken by Isser to the Chotzer would be allowed to be metaltal throughout the entire Chotzer. In the Bialachas Mavur that there is no chiluk whether the Beged was taken out Be'isr or Beheter, according to the Matirim, it would be mutter to be metalta throughout the entire Chotzer, say whether it was taken out Beheter or Be'isr. However, in the Tzitzis Rid, and of Tzadikal from an Aaf, he's mechalik, that Afkif once took it out Beheter, Derech Levishi, we ought to be metalta b'chol haChotzer, however, not if it was taken out Be'isr. This Nafkamina could play itself out, who had dinim in a town where there's a community Eiriv, and not everybody holds from the Eiriv, so one who is metalta with the Eiriv, if he were to carry a Keli from a bias to another chotzer. According to the Matir, the one who does not carry in the community, if you'd be able to metaltal that item throughout the entire chotzer. That's another nafkamina between this machlekes rishayim, and like we mentioned, according to the Chazon Ish, Shulchan Aruch Harav, the machriya l'hakol on the shayla, that one would be able to metaltal the Keli throughout the entire chotzer. Further, according to the sheet of the Matirim, it's Mavur in the Tzitzis Rid and the Tzadik Aleph and Aleph from Rabbeinu Peretz earlier on in the Chav Gimel Medbeis, that in a situation where the Keli was brought out to a Chatzar, other Beheter, other Be'isr, according to the Rishayim, that a Mata even was taken out Be'isr, and you one would be allowed to be metalted from one chatzer to another chatzer, providing that the chatzer is mu'urv together. Whereas not only would one be able to be metalted from that entire chatzer, but who would then one be able to be metalted from that chatzer to other chatzeres as well? So therefore, in the case that we mentioned, where the ball was shavus in the onset of Shabbos in a house, or a toy, or a carriage was shavus in the house, and it was taken out into another chatzer, say, b'ayfin isser, or via somebody who isn't a talt in the community, one would be able to then take that ball, that wagon, that item, from this chatzer to another chatzer, providing the chatzer was mu'revis together. The Gonyakov over here takes the suffix one step further. In a situation where it was carried beheter to another chotzer, and that chotzer is mu'uriv with the bias, there's an eruv allowing the tilta from the chotzer to the bias, do we consider the bias and the chotzer to be one rishus, to be matter the tilta from the chotzer into the bias? Or no, or do we say that the bias and the chotzer, again, there's an eruv that had to tiltal from one bias, from the bias to the chotzer, but regarding the kelen of the shevis and the bias, there'd be no had to metaltal the kelen from the chotzer into the bias. The Ganyakiv is specific. And in Beis Meir earlier on, Shim Sim Mishin Memtes seems like he's not the Lachil. However, the Shulchan Aruch Harav here in Siv Katanav and Chazanish is in Kufay, Ayis Chafay, they're Machmert. And although it would be matter, according to the Matirim, to Metaltal in the Chotzer, if it was the Keli, the Veshevis and Bias was carried into the Chotzer, however, to become Metaltal from the Chotzer into the Bias, that we would not permit. Oh, and this is very negaya in a situation where if one took his raincoat to shul, for example, on Friday night, in the event that it may rain, and the keli was shavis on the onset of Shabbos in the shul, would one then he wears the raincoat out into his complex, into his development, and then he notices that it's not raining, so he takes off his raincoat and he wants to be metaltal the raincoat into his house. So to carry the raincoat in the development with the proper air, one would be allowed to, according to the opinion of Chaznish and Shulchan Aruch Harav, that they follow the matirim, that a keli that was shavus in a bias, that was carried better to another chotzer, one would be able to carry it throughout an entire chotzer. In this case, one would be able to carry it throughout an entire development. However, to carry the raincoat in from the development into the house, according to the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Chaznish, that would be prohibited, because to carry from the chotzer into the bayis, that we don't view as one rishus, even though there's an area of an entire complex or development that's allowing the heter tiltal from the house into the chotzer. This is only in a geya, the Be'er Lachav means in the Beis Meir, that the Lachav Kelim Sheshosu B'Bayis is only in a keli that one is not wearing. And a keli that one is wearing, that there was no Lachav Kelim Sheshosu B'Bayis. Therefore, according to the Be'er Lachav, if the hat that individual was wearing by Ma'ariv, if he would want to take it off when he gets back into the development, that hat he would be allowed to carry from the chotzer into the house, because that hat does not have a din of a keli sheshavis in the base of Knesset on the onset of Shabbos. Rather, it's bottled to the goof, and then he'd be able to take it off once he gets into the development, to muck him with this in and carry it into his house. This plays itself out also in a situation where one had a talus in the onset of Shabbos in his house. He wore the talus to shul, and now he wants to take off the talus and carry it from the chatzar into the Beit HaKnesses, that would be aser, because that was a keli sheshevis v'bayis. One would not be able to metaltal that talus from the chatzar Beit HaKnesses into the Beit HaKnesses. So, or vice versa, if the talus was sheshevis in the onset of Shabbos in the shul, and now he wants to walk with his talus home, so when he gets into his development, he would not be allowed to take over the talus and carry the talus into his house. However, according to Matirim, he would be able to carry it throughout the entire development. There is a kula of the Chazoi Nish and Simen Tzadik Vav and Simen Tzadik Sivkot Memalav that Chaz Nish holds that the halachas of Kelim Sheshovsu Bebayis is only to apply to the Mokim Pita of Bebayis. And the Gedder of Bebayis is where a person eats. Like we found, Benegeh, the Ikir Mokim Dira of a person in Perek Adar is goes Basa the Mokim Pita, not Basa the Mokim Lina. Therefore, according to the Chaz Nish, all the rooms in the house where a person doesn't eat, for example, a playroom, a kitchen up front on Shabbos where he eats in the dining room, or a bedroom, all those have a lach of a chatzar. According to the Chazinish, should be a lot big kula, that one would be able to metaltal, provided that this proper machizas come out all the kalim that were shavis in his house, in the playroom, in the den, or in the bedroom, or in the stroller that was in the house, all the kalim that were shavis in a bayis, would be able to metaltal from one house to another without an eruvi chatzaris. Because according to the Chazinish, all the other rooms have a din of a chatzar, they do not have a din of a bayis. However, the chizish of the chaznish doesn't seem like it was in Skabal Lahokil. So we're up Kivegas, Mishin and Hesiv Gimel, and the base mayor, like all the Chedri Abayas are considered the bias regarding the halachas of Kelim Sheshovsu Abayas. So he's before in the Mishneh Berurah, and Mishin and Hesiv Katan Lamedalit. So although the chaznish has a big kula, can hear the lachar, the poskim did not accept that chizish of the chaznish. There is the Shuvas, Shuvas Van Hoggis, Chilakal, Sim Reish Mechaz. Rabbi Shishtermach writes that the halacha of kelim sheshovsu bayis does not apply to kelim of a akum, kelim of a goy. Therefore, for example, if let's say a goy came over on Shabbos and left one of his items, either a beged or he left a keli in your rishos, and he left and it starts to rain, one would be allowed to carry in that keli, that beged, into one's house, even on the onset of Shabbos that keli was shavus in the house of a goy. However, since there's no halacha of kelim sheshovsu bayis with the kelim of an akum, Dr. Meisher Sternbach, one would be allowed to bring in that coat or that keli from the chotzer into his bayis.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.